Bienvenidos a SpanishPod101.com. Buenos días, me llamo Lizzie.
Alan here.
New series, lesson number 17.
It's cloudy out. How are we today? Pod 101 World, my name is Alan.
Soy Lizzie.
Welcome back to our newbie series, where you will only be a newbie for a short amount of time.
Before you know it, you will step up to become a beginner.
And if you have been with us from the very beginning, I want you to think back to all the Spanish that you've learned since we started our little adventure.
It has been an adventure, hasn't it?
It sure has. Well, they say that learning is a journey, metaphorically. And if it was easy, it wouldn't be any fun, would it?
Let's not get philosophical today, Alan.
Okay, well then, let's just get down to business. Today, we're going to continue with cloudy weather expressions.
Are we still looking at them in relation to the verbs estar and haber?
You'd better believe it.
Where in the world is our conversation taking place today?
Well, today's conversation takes place in the coastal city of Concepción, Chile, where Marcos, Felix, and Olivia talk about how cloudy it is.
So follow along with the PDF file.
Read and listen. Hit your brain with a double threat.
Okay, friends, let's get into today's conversation.
Hay muchas nubes.
Sí, está nublado.
Siempre hay nubes en Concepción.
El cielo está gris.
Hay niebla también.
And now, slower.
Una vez más. Esta vez, lentamente.
Hay muchas nubes.
Sí. Está nublado.
Siempre hay nubes en Concepción.
El cielo está gris.
Hay niebla también.
And now, with the translation.
Ahora incluiremos la traducción.
Hay muchas nubes.
There are a lot of clouds.
Sí, está nublado.
Yeah, it's cloudy out.
Siempre hay nubes en Concepción.
There are always clouds in Concepción.
El cielo está gris.
The sky is gray.
Hay niebla también.
There is fog too.
They think Concepción is cloudy? Well, I guess they've never seen winter in Lima.
Yes, we do have ever-present clouds.
And yet, it never really rains.
Don't tell that to Carlos in Costa Rica.
That's right. In Costa Rica, rain isn't a threat. It's a promise.
In Lima, it's an empty threat.
It's an empty threat. How menacing. Okay, guys, on to the vocab. Here we're going to break down these words syllable by syllable so that you can hear exactly how each word sounds.
Vamos.
Okay, so let's begin with...
A ver.
To have. There to be.
A ver. A ver.
Next we'll hear...
Nube.
Cloud.
Nube. Nube.
Okay, now let's move on to...
Nublado. Nublada.
Cloudy.
Nublado. Nublada. Nublado. Nublada.
Okay, now let's check out...
Cielo.
Sky. Heaven.
Cielo. Cielo.
Next we'll hear...
Gris.
Gray.
Gris. Gris.
And finally...
Niebla.
Fog.
Niebla. Niebla.
Amiga, we have a lot of good words to use today.
Ah, that's why they call this the usage section.
Aha, practical and witty. Now, if I'm not mistaken, our first vocabulary word is the verb haber.
Hay una bebida en la mesa.
There is a beverage on the table. Lizzie, how important would you say the verb haber is in the Spanish language?
Muy, pero muy importante. The verb haber is one of the most important verbs in the Spanish language.
Most definitely. It has two main uses. It is the auxiliary verb used in all compound constructions. And in this sense, it means have, as in I have eaten. Lizzie, why don't you tell our audience what the other use is?
Bueno, the other use has to do with the existence of things, people, events, etc. And in this sense, it means there is and there are.
But don't get overwhelmed, audience. For this lesson, we'll be looking at the second meaning only.
We like to let you know things slow and steady.
That's right. So next we have nube. And if you were walking through the streets of Lima in July, you might say,
las nubes están grandes.
That's right. The clouds are big. So the word nube means cloud. Lizzie, can you think of any ways that we could help our audience remember the meaning of nube?
One way to help you remember the meaning of nube is to think about the English word nebula, which are clouds of gas in space.
Aha, uh-huh, okay. Uh-huh. That is a good way to remember it and very scientific. Okay,
yes.
Let's move on to nublado.
Es un día nublado.
It's a cloudy day. The word nublado means cloudy. I think it's obvious how similar it is to the noun nube, which we just saw means cloud.
Right, and nublado is both an adjective and a past participle of the verb nublar, which means to cloud over, but we'll look at that in a future lesson.
Okay, Lizzie, trick question. Where are clouds usually?
The sky.
Hey, great. This brings us to the last vocabulary word today, which is cielo.
El sol está en el cielo.
The sun is in the sky, but also the clouds. Now, the word cielo has two meanings. It can mean sky or the heavens.
It usually only has this second meaning in religious contexts. In this lesson, we'll only be looking at it in the first sense, that is, as the sky.
I see some grammar on the horizon.
If it isn't blocked by the clouds.
Well, in that case, I think today we'll look at some weather expressions that use está and hay with regards to cloudy weather.
Alan, maybe you could explain to our audience what the difference is.
When we use está, we're saying it is. And then when we add an adjective to describe the weather. When we say hay, we're saying there is or there are. And then we add a noun to describe the weather.
Maybe we should start by looking at expressions that use está.
Okay, why don't you show us where this showed up in the conversation?
Está nublado.
It's cloudy out. So, if we think back to newbie lessons 1 and 2, remember that está is the third person singular form of the verb estar, which means to be.
And when we use it in this way, it is what we call impersonal, because there is no person associated with it. That means that when we translate it, we use it is. Alan, I'm sure our audience is questioning how to complete the expression.
Well, if they are, to complete the expression, all you have to do is add an adjective to describe the weather. We know that nublado means cloudy. So we have está nublado. It's cloudy out.
Now, I.
Now, where did we have I in the conversation?
Hay niebla.
There is fog. So the word I comes from the verb haber. When it's used this way, we call it a verb of existence. Here it means there is or there are, depending on whether the noun that comes after it is singular or plural.
Exactly. And in the example we're looking at, we see that niebla, which means fog, is in the singular. So in this case, we understand the expression as there is fog.
And if it were used with a plural noun, Liz?
Hay nubes.
There are clouds. Notice how the word hay stays the same. Lizzie, can you explain to us why?
Because it is in the plural, we understand it as there are clouds. There are other uses with the word hay, which we'll look at in upcoming lessons.
I can't wait, but for now, let's make sure that we remember these.
I think they have the gist of it.
I hope so. And if they don't, remember the Learning Center.
Exactamente. There they will find a very, very detailed description of all the learning points of this lesson.
Right. Lesson-specific resources. Man, we make it easy to learn.
All they have to do is go to the site and try it out once to get hooked.
That's right. It's like potato chips or peanuts. I bet you just can't eat one.
Bueno, hasta luego.
See you later, amigos. It's been fun. Bye.
Bye.